Hi there! Welcome to Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. We are a soul-winning ministry who seeks to equip and disciple people to do the Great Commission. May this message breathe hope and life to your soul. If you haven't already, kindly share this to your family and friends on social media. Today's weekly message will be shared by Pastor Lathur Badoy. Be blessed!
Magandang araw po sa lahat. December na po. Alright, and there are many good things like gift giving, etc. There are also some bad things like traffic. Oh, traffic na, no? Dahil lang nag-December na. But anyway, but it's a blessed, wonderful time. And lumabas yung phrase kanina na huling hirit. I really pray that before the year ends, you will get a touch and a blessing from God. Or at least you will be prepared for next year. And hopefully next year will be good for you. If it's not so good now, will be even better for you if it's good already at this point. And may God be glorified in your life as you just seek to honor Him sa inyo pong mga buhay. Today, I want us to talk about a topic na I hope you get interested with it because really it is at the heart of what the Lord wants us to have. So the message of the Lord for you and for me today is entitled, Growing Deep in God. Growing Deep in God. Now, this is a teaching, meaning I'll explain concepts. It's not so much of a preaching like bombastic emotional things, but it's going to be helpful for us. Okay? Growing deep in God. Some of us are content of being shallow. Yung mababaw lang tayo, okay? But I tell you, that is not the will of God. Hindi will ni Lord na shallow lang tayo. As I was preparing to come up, the Lord just reminded me, think of the ocean. Yung dagat po, okay? Saan ang magandang parte ng dagat? Yung mababaw lang o yung malalim? If you go scuba diving or even just snorkeling, you see, there's so much more in the ocean and the beautiful part is really deeper, amen? Same with mining, for example. If you go mining, okay, nakaiging makuha at yung ginagmigagming whatever, precious stones or even gold, etc. But if you go deeper, then that's where the better part is. Amen? So please tell someone it's time to go deeper. Amen. So it's time to go deeper. Let's go deeper in the Lord. Okay, Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. Say continue. Continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in the faith, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So nakalagi din rooted, okay? Say rooted. Okay? And many of us, wala tayo masyadong roots. Okay? Kaya, di ba yung puno, pag mababaw lang ang roots, pagdating ng bagyo, malakas na hangin, hinampas siya, tumba agad kasi walang roots. Okay? Spiritually, morally speaking, ganun din ang problema sa marami. And I pray today that the Lord will touch your heart and open your heart so that you will say, God, I want roots. Ayoko, Lord, ng babo-babo ko. Ayoko na napaka-walang substance, parang ampaw ako, napaka-walang laman, walang sustansya. I want to have substance in you. And so today, may the Lord help us to do that. Now, I want to acknowledge that the material I'm using is from Edmund Chan, although, of course, I added my own insights and shaped it for our purposes the way I feel it can help us most. But anyway, on the Growing Deep in God, meron ho tayong mga apat na bagay na kailangan gawin or apat na areas na dapat asikasuhin para maglumalim po tayo sa Panginoon. So let's talk about these key elements for growing deep in God. Okay, apat po na key elements for growing deep in God. Number one is listening to God. Listening to God. Alam niyo po, we're not talking there about, makarinig ka ng Robert. Ano pangalan mo? Christina. No, we're not talking about necessarily hearing audible voices because I think that's for the minority of people. But for most of us, we just hear God through His Word as we read the Bible. We hear God through personal reading of the Scripture, through congregational gatherings like this one where the Lord, through His servants, will speak the Word. So listening to God is very important. In prayer and through the Holy Spirit, we listen to God. Okay? Very important ho yan if you want to grow deep in God. Okay? We're not talking about some weird things here. Okay? We're not talking about mga weird phenomena. No, we don't believe in some of the things that people talk about. You know, some people maybe go to heaven, but not too many. I don't think that's too many people go to heaven while they are still alive and so on. But But whatever and however God speaks to you, we want to listen to God. Amen? Because God is a being. God is a person. In fact, he established speech. Siyang nag-establish ng speech, communication. So, He talks to us and we should listen to Him. So, tell someone, listen to God. John 10, 27 and 28, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice," a voice. "I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." So, the Lord is speaking. He is our shepherd. We are His sheep. And we can hear His voice, okay? And we can follow Him. So many people are not following God because they are not listening to God. Okay? So I pray today, meronong mabago sa ating loob. There's a book entitled, When You're All Out of Noodles. It's written by Ken Jones. At ito ko ang sinabi niya sa kanyang libro. Sabi niya, one time, pagdating niya sa opisina nila, may nakita siyang isang parang platito, and a small plate on one side, and then it was emitting sounds. So curious siya, he asked the receptionist, sabi niya, "What's that thing?" And the receptionist said, "That's a noise generator." Para saan yung noise generator? Sabi niya, kasi di ba we have counseling offices here, and when it's really quiet, yung mga bosses ng nagka-counseling on the next section of the building, katabing rooms, naririnig. Eh, siyempre, we want privacy, so we bought this noise generator to make sounds so we cannot hear what they're talking about. Sabi niya, "I understand, but it's not loud. I mean, there's sound, but it's not loud." Sabi niya, yun po ang technology, the science of it is, it doesn't have to be loud. It just has to be constant, and the constant tricks your ear so that you cannot hear kahit na yung mahina doon sa mga adjacent rooms. And sabi ni Ken Jones, sabi niya, "I thought about it," sabi niya, parang ganun ang Christian life. Merong mga sounds, constant sounds that we are hearing, whether it's social media, whether it's the influence of friends, whether it's, you know, the news on politics, kung mahilig kang magpagkwentuhan about politics, or just the opinion of people, and the constant hearing of sounds drowns the voice of God. Hindi kailangan sobrang loud, pero constant kasi. Kaya natitrick ka, hindi mo na narinig kayo ng sinasabi ni Lord. The Lord reminds us today, prayer is not just speaking to God. Prayer is also listening to God. Please take a photo of that if you think it can help you. Prayer po is not just talking. Prayer is also listening because in prayer we communicate. Prayer is a dialogue. Anong isin yung dialogue? I talk to you talk to me. Akala ko pa ang prayer, one way lang, monologue. Hindi monologue, dialogue, okay? You talk to God, God talks to you, okay? Prayer is also listening to God. You actually quiet your soul and you tell God, "Lord, please speak, I'm willing to listen." Now, there are three kinds of listening that are dangerous. Common ito, pero dapat iwasan natin dahil nakakasira ito. Number one is tuning out. Tuning out is actually hindi talaga nakikinig, okay? And we don't want that, okay? We don't want to be people na walang appetite for spiritual things. Somehow maybe because your family is Christian, you want to, you know, sometimes yung ating guilt feelings, we try to soothe our guilt feelings by doing religious activities like going to church, but in our hearts, we're not really listening, we're really tuned out. External lang ito. Okay, we're just doing it externally, but internally, hindi. Okay, we do not want that. Ayaw natin ang tuned out tayo. Number two, it's tuned out but looking tuned in. Ito, delikado. Kasi hindi halata, okay? Meaning kasi during the like gathering like this, mag-picture din siya ng slide. Mag-take notes din siya. So parang tuned in, parang nakikinig. Pero actually, hindi. Okay? Spiritually tuned out because the heart is not inclined to do anything God says. So, in the terms of the physical posture and physical activities, nakikinig, nagsusulat, nagpipicture ng slide, pero ang heart sarado, kaya tuned in daw, but in reality, tuned out. And we don't want that. And then, however, merong iba na yung tatlo, ikatatlo, is tuning in and tuning out. Ibig sabihin, on and off, on and off. Kailan siya on? Pag gusto niya ang sinasabi. Like, God wants to prosper you. God wants to bless you. God wants to increase your position, promote you. Amen, amen. Pastor, amen. Yes, amen. Pag sabi, okay, you die to yourself. You have to forgive those who hurt you. Tune out. Ayaw ko yan. Ayaw ko yan. So, selective listening po ito. This is not good, okay? This selective listening, tuning in and tuning out, happens when because the heart is not ready to listen and follow God fully. Okay? So, pinipili natin. Bad idea. Okay? Bad idea. God knows what's best. And when He speaks, it's always good for us. Amen? The word of the Lord, the will of God, Romans 12, is good, pleasing, and perfect. Okay? So, hindi tayo namibili. All of it we take. All of it we say, yes, Lord God, here, because, Lord, I'm listening, oh God, I'm here, Lord God, for you. Now, obedience is the acid test of listening. Kasi sabi nga nila, nakikinig ako, I'm a listener. And the acid test, yung pinaka-sure na paraan malaman natin is, are you obeying? Because listening is not just hearing. Listening is hearing and doing. Amen? Amen? Sino, di ba yung kung magulang kasama sa anak mo, oy, anak, pakisarado na yung ano at make sure na huwag mo makalimutan. Tapos nakalimutan niya, hindi niya ginawa, okay? He heard, but he did not listen. So the question is, did he really do what he or she was supposed to do? The answer is, of course, no. Okay? So hindi po, dapat po yung obedience, doing it, yan ho ay importante. Okay? For the older people, or at least those interested in even old movies, meron dating movie na Ben-Hur, the original version, yung artista doon, si Charles Heston, may part doon na nag-drive siya ng chariot, tapos dapat maglumba sila ba, tapos siya ay madaog, okay? Pero naglisod siya, balansi sa katong aparatos na ginagamit. So sabi niya sa director, kay William Wyler, sabi niya, how can I win the race in this chariot race? I cannot even balance myself. Parang mahulog gani ko. Ingon ni William Wyler, the director, sabi niya, don't worry about winning. Just make sure you stay on the chariot. I will make sure you will win. Sa buhay po, ganun din po. Huwag tayong mag-worry. Yayaman ba ako dito? Sisikat ba ako dito? Makapag-asawa na ba talaga ako? Whatever. Graduate ba ako? Ma-fulfill ko ba yung dreams ko? Yung bucket list ko? Ma-check ko ba yun? You don't need to worry about those things. Just obey God. And God will take care of the rest. Amen. Our job is simply to be obedient. God will take care of the rest. Amen. Psalm 81:15 talks about those who hate the Lord and pretend obedience to Him. And sana po hindi po tayo ganon. Now we just pretend obedience. Ano yung pretend obedience? You don't outwardly say, I don't like the will of God. I don't want to obey God. You don't say that outwardly, okay? You're more sophisticated than that, okay? You're more religious than that. You do the external actions, but in your heart, you don't want to obey in that sense. You are in, but actually you're out. You're actually pretending obedience. It's hating God. And therefore, you cannot listen. And if you cannot listen, you cannot obey. And therefore, you cannot grow deeper in God. You cannot get closer to God. Ayaw po natin yon, okay? So if you want to grow deep in God, what is the first thing we need to do? Listen to God. Amen? Say, listen to God. Okay, pangalawa po. Second key element is surrendering to God. Say, surrendering to God. Okay, very important po yan. Okay, surrendering to God. If knowing God is the key to prayer, then surrender is the key to knowing God. You cannot know God if you are not surrendered to God. And by know here, we're not talking about compiling, accumulating head knowledge. Galing mo mag-quote ng Bible, ng verse, whatever, ng book, purpose-driven life, whatever. Pero, you know, you don't have a relationship with God. Knowing God means having a relationship with Him. And so the key to that is surrender. Mark 10:28-30. Then Peter spoke up to Jesus. He said, we have left everything to follow you. Truly I tell you, Jesus replied, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many are first will be last, and the last first. Okay, so meron ng dapat isurrender kay Lord on. So the question is, do you want to grow deep in God? Lumalim kay Lord? And if you want to grow deep in God, then are you willing to surrender? Because if you don't surrender, tag of war mo pirmi ni Lord, wa mo'y maaptan. Kanang galing ka tag of war, hilaan kayo, hilaan, di ba? Saan kayo makarating? Wala kayong marating kasi once, you know, kuha ka konti, mahila ka na lang ulit, tapos kuha ka na ulit, mahila ka. Wala kayong marating. Amen? Kung ganun din tayo kay Lord, walang mangyari sa ating Christian life, and that is not the will of God. Surrender is the first step towards growing deep in God. Without surrender, nothing we do leads us to grow deep in God. So foundation po ito. Say foundation. Kailangan po ito. Hindi tayo makabuild in our relationship with God in any way without surrender. Unless a surrendered heart walks through the portal of the faith that pleases God, and we read that, for example, in Hebrews 11:6, there can be no depth. There is no other portal that ushers us into the deep things of God except that of surrendering to God in faith. The greater the faith, the deeper the surrender, and the deeper the surrender, the more we will be ushered into the depths of faith and the intimate knowledge of God. The only way to really know the Lord is to surrender to Him. Why? Because the Lord is God. He is the ruler. He is the king. So the only way to relate to Him is to honor Him and trust Him and submit to Him as king. Kasi yun ho siya. That's who He is, and therefore that's the way we relate to Him. Surrender is the proper posture of the heart and the life. One time merong very influential leader sa Romania, and he was asked why many people in the Western part of the world, referring in this case to America and you know Europe, Britain, for example, sabi niya, bakit the church has lost its power and influence? And ito ang sagot niya, sabi niya, it's because they have substituted commitment for surrender. Kaya sila weak and shallow kasi they have substituted commitment for surrender. Hindi na sila surrendered, quote-unquote, committed na lang sila. And as you were listening to me, as I was first reading that, I was saying, I don't get it. Di ba pareho yun? Di ba commitment and surrender are the same? I mean, please explain. I thought it means the same. Externally, yes, it looks the same. But internally, substance-wise, hindi ho siya pareho. In fact, napakalaki ng diferensya. Okay? There is a great difference between a surrendered life and a committed life. The committed life centers on our doing. The surrendered life centers on our being. The committed life emphasizes what we must do for Christ. The surrendered life realizes that we can do nothing apart from Christ. The committed life exalts competence. The surrendered life exalts character. The committed life emphasizes the outward. The surrendered life emphasizes the inward. The committed life centers on operations. The surrendered life on obedience. We have substituted commitment for surrender. A man may be outwardly committed to Christ's work, but may not be inwardly surrendered to the will of God. A surrendered life is the consecrated key to intimacy with God. And so many people are committed, but they're not surrendered. By the way, if you're committed, it's your energy, it's your passion, it's your strength that determines what happens. But when it's surrender, it's the Lord's energy, the Lord's passion, the Lord's will, the Lord's name, kay Lord lahat. Not I, but Christ. Yun po ang surrendered. Okay? And so many of us are committed, not surrendered. It's time to change that. Tell someone, it's time to change that. There are too many restless Christians because there are many unsurrendered Christians. It is the consecrated prayers of consecrated saints that usher us towards the higher ground of deeper surrender. Alam niyo po, when you're really surrendered, meaning everything belongs to God, your name, your reputation, your dreams, your hopes. Everything is about the Lord. If the Lord wants me to be famous, I take it. If the Lord doesn't want me to be famous, I respect it. If the Lord wants me to be rich, thank you, God. If the Lord does not want me to be rich, fine. The Lord wants me to pass the board exam. Thank you, Lord. If the Lord does not, for whatever reason, want me to pass the board exam, or at least not now, maybe on the second take, I don't know. Maybe it's not the time. And I say, God, I take it. I surrender to you. And so important po yan that we learn surrender to the Lord. And that's where the rest is. Hindi ka na trying hard. Hindi mo na pinipilit. Surrendered ka lang kay Lord. Kasi alam mo naman, the Lord will bring you to the proper destination. Not the destination that you think is good for you, but the one who that is really the best for you. Amen? Yun po ang ating gusto sa ating mga buhay. In his book, Built to Last, sabi ni Edmund Chan, surrender is an act of prayer and prayer an act of surrender. It is hard to pray because it is hard to surrender. It is hard to surrender to God because we do not pray. He who prays well, surrenders well. Likewise, he who surrenders well, prays well. A soul in true prayer leads to a soul in true surrender. And a soul in true surrender nourishes a soul in true prayer. For a soul to be truly nourished, it must be a soul that is truly surrendered. Such surrender has the ability to sleep the perfect sleep of faith. It is to be rested in the perfect rest of God, even amidst a restless world. Prayer is the key to a surrendered life. The discipline of such a prayerful surrender nourishes the soul. Make time to pray. And so, ito po, we are being reminded. So many of us, we only pray, bill mo ko, Lord, bill mo ko, Lord. Yan ang prayer natin. Lord, today, may tentasyon ako, bless me. May exam ako, Lord, bless me. Lord, gusto ko rin magka-iPhone 15, bless me. Lord, gusto ko magbiyahe din katulad nila, Lord, doon sa Boracay or whatever, bless me. Yun lang ang alam natin. Sayang. We're missing out on so much because hindi ho yun ang heart. Pinaka-malaking blessing is really in prayer, in seeking God, in knowing God. You know, ang dapat natin i-pursue is the surrender to the Lord and our intimacy with God. Yan ho ang ating priority. Listen to God, surrender to God. Okay, number three po. Let's go to number three. Okay? Ito po ay third component na napakahalaga and the Lord wants you and me to make sure we get this. Okay? Okay, I'm trying to skip some things because we do not have the time. Okay, number three is delighting in God. Delighting in God. Yung masaya tayo kay Lord. Gusto natin si Lord, nag-e-enjoy tayo si Lord. Si Lord ang dream come true natin. Si Lord ang treasure natin. Si Lord ang pinaka masaya, masarap, no, napaka-fulfilling sa ating buhay. It's the Lord. He's our treasure. He's our reward. He's our joy. If you want to go deep in God, you need that kind of an attitude. You need to delight in God. Hindi dapat napipilitan ka lang magsimba, magbasa ng Bible, mag-life group. But you need to find in God a great treasure, a great source of all the goodness that you can any desire in your life. And He is your all in all because He is the most delightful being there is. We can say so much about that, but we're trying to save time. Let's go to Psalm 84, 1 to 4. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. And so, well, this is a very important attitude, okay? I tell you, unless you know, pass this stage or enter this stage, wala masyado kayong pwedeng marating spiritually. And please, I don't want you to take that negatively. I say that as a testimony sa aking buhay. Nung simba lang ako, mag-serve lang ako kasi obligasyon ko yun. Ang pamilya ko, gusto nila mag-serve kami the Lord together. You know, yun ang mabuting gawin. I want to be respectable in society. I want to be a moral person, etc. Wala ho, hanggang doon lang tayo, mababaw lang tayo. You need to make sure that you see God beyond God of law, God of command, God of, you know, mga ganon, to someone who is very delightful and someone that you want to spend time with and the one you want to live for the rest of your life. The one that you can give up anything and everything for Him because He is more valuable and pleasant than anything. Kaya ngayong fasting, we can fast. We can give up food for a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever is the length of time. Because God, being with God, is more pleasurable than food. We can give up some things. Why? Because God is more delightful, more tasty, kumbaga, than those things. Sabi ni John Piper, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Let me ask you a question. Are you satisfied in the Lord? Are you happy in God? Are you here today because a part of you burns, yearns for the Lord? Why are you here? Because, you know, I don't know. Why? Do I really need to go to church? In your mind, kailangan ko bang gawin to? Maybe I should go to church now because I'm asking God for a certain blessing and basi ma di na ko di ko gasahan sa Ginoo kundi na ko tubuhaton, or you know, maybe, you know, I've sinned enough, I don't want to feel so bad about myself, maybe I should cleanse some of my sin by coming to church. Please, okay, in your heart, make sure that you delight in God, that He is your treasure, He is your love, He is your all in all. You need to do that because that is the best thing to do, okay? We are pursuing this because it is necessary for going deep in God. What is the most important thing? Trusting God involves a supreme delight in Him. We read that, for example, in Psalm 1, 1-4. In order to enjoy the presence of God, we need to trust Him. But what exactly does trusting God involve? According to Psalm 84, trusting God involves two things: a supreme delight in God and a steadfast dependence on Him. In the Gospels, the Lord Jesus gave the example using the language of the pearl of great value, that God, Jesus, the Son of God, is to be our pearl of great value. The Lord is your pearl of great value. This magnificent delight in God is remarkably exemplified in the life of Moses. His decisive choice distinguished him not only as a man of faith, but also as one who knew how to delight in God. See, Moses, Paul, we read him in the Old Testament, right? The deliverer of Israel, ancient Israel, he delighted in God. He saw God as someone of great value for whom he was willing to give up. And he actually did that. He gave up anything and everything. Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Now, history, if you read historical sources, and I did study some of those things. I did teach biblical studies, Old Testament studies, for example, in the past. So we're not 100% sure, but history seems to suggest, okay? History seems to suggest that the daughter of Pharaoh spoken in Exodus was none other than Hatshepsut, the daughter of Thutmose I, the emperor, who had ordered the massacre of the Hebrew male babies. Thutmose I had many daughters, but only one son. Only one legitimate son. To his great dismay, his son, Thutmose II, was physically and mentally handicapped. But he was to be the next pharaoh. So the pharaoh decided that his daughter, that he trusted so much, Hatshepsut, will co-rule with his son because his son, the only legitimate son, was not that mentally or physically capable. But since the son was not well, the son eventually died, leaving Hatshepsut the regent, the supreme regent, ruling under the pharaoh, yes, but being, kumbaga, siya talaga yung nagpapatakbo, okay? She was the one who adopted Moses when Moses was yung ni-rescue kasi nabigay paano dito sa sapa, etc. Okay? It was the heart of Hatshepsut to put her son Moses to become the next Pharaoh when the old Pharaoh dies. Moses was to come into the throne in time. And so if that is a correct understanding of history, then we understand the great value of the verses when it says Moses gave up the promise of being called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, the next emperor. We know Egypt was the richest because of the Nile River and so on, kingdom of the earth, the most powerful at that time. Moses gave up becoming the ruler of that. The incarnation of, in Egyptian belief, Ra, which is the greatest god of the Egyptians, the emperor was divine, an incarnation of the gods. Moses left all of that, the riches, the power, the worship, because he found in God a great treasure. Moses had found his pearl of great price, and he highly valued because he highly delighted in God. The treasures of Egypt are tangible. The greater riches are intangible. They cannot be seen, but are priceless and have to be obtained based on a choice of faith. The true value of the greater riches grows with our increasing delight in God. Moses is revered for his enduring legacy of faith. Indeed, when God calls us to the higher privilege of serving Him, do not stoop to become a king, not even a pharaoh. So kay Moses, na-value niya yon. Sabi niya, I don't care if I will not be the pharaoh. I don't care if I will give up all that wealth and that fame. I want to get the greater reward, which is the greater reward that I will have with God forever in heaven. He delighted in God. Sana po tayo para lumalim din po tayo sa ating pagkakilala kay Lord. Let's delight in God. Amen? Could you please tell someone, let's delight in God. Number four and the last element is loving God. Loving God. In his book, Reaching Out, Henry Nouwen wrote about the three movements of the spiritual life. The first movement is from loneliness to solitude, our relationship with ourselves. The second, a movement from hostility to hospitality, our relationship with others. And the final and most significant movement, from illusion to prayer, our relationship with God. Those sound philosophical, but I tell you, those are very, very important concepts. Okay? And I pray that we will really grow out of the illusion of life. You know, ang buhay napaka-illusion. One day, you're rich. After a few months or years, you're poor. One day, you're famous. You're number one in your company. After a few months or a few years, nobody even remembers you. Okay? Ngayon, everybody talks good of you. Later on, ginalibak na kanila. Life, in many ways, is an illusion in this world. But if you come to God, you find the true reality, and it's found in the Lord. But anyway, our definition of loving God is found in Deuteronomy 13, 3 to 4. For the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear Him, and you shall keep His commandments, listen to His voice, serve Him, and cling to Him. So makita natin doon, loving God is an action word that involves six things. Following God, fearing God, keeping God's commandments, listening to God's voice, serving God, and clinging to God. Sana ho yung atin ng love for God, hindi lang salita, I love you, Lord. Tapos, hindi tayo willing magpatawad. Hindi tayo willing mag-serve. Hindi tayo willing ma-inconvenience. Hindi tayo willing ma-change ang plano natin, etc. Sana ho, we will really love God by loving Him the right way. And we love God more than the ministry. And for those of us in ministry, we have to receive this as an encouragement, a teaching, a correction, that we love God more than the ministry. In John 21:15-18, may kwento din yung kay Peter, do you love me more than these? And Peter said, I love you, Lord. And that was the center of all of it. The Lord Jesus asked, do you love me more than these? If we ignore this, we can easily become ministry addicts, where the sense of accomplishment and the ego strokes we get from these accomplishments usurp our inner motivation for loving God. Ministry is good. In fact, it's great and wonderful. The Lord Jesus Himself said that if we love Him, we will feed people with the Word of God. What we are being reminded of today is to not make our activities for God like an idol that eventually weakens our relationship with God. And for those of us in ministry, we need to be reminded of that. Let us be careful that we do not find ourselves busily caught up working for God and neglect being with God. If we do, we can lose depth with God and our souls can become impoverished. So sana po ito po ay bigyan natin ng importance. Can you have the musicians now? So may the Lord touch Cindy and lead us to go deeper in Him. Because the Christian life is meant to be lived with a close relationship with God, really knowing God and having God know us, being close to the Lord. So let me close with a story that Edmund Chan talks about, okay? Sabi niya, while his daughter Belicia was 4 years old, nag-engage sila in educational play. Ang ginagawa niya is naglaro sila to teach something to his daughter. Hinahawakan niya sa ulo, tapos kunwari may kukunin siya. Tapos his daughter Belicia will say, "What did you get from me?" And Edmund Chan will say, "I took your brain." Sabi niya, "Please give me back my brain." Tapos aringin niya, "What is your brain for? Educational play." And then dapat tama ang sagot niya. "My brain is for thinking." Okay? Okay, so balik niya yung brain. Tapos meron naman siyang kunin, "What did you take from me?" "Well, I took your, let's say, your liver, for example. Or other part, your stomach, whatever." So, kailangan masagot niya ng tama para ibabalik sa kanya. Then one time, pag ganun ni Edmund Chan, sabi ni Belicia, yung anak, sabi niya, "What did you take from me, Daddy?" Sabi niya, "I took your heart. Please give me back my heart, Daddy." Sabi niya, "What is the heart for?" And then without hesitation, Belicia said, "My heart is for loving God. My heart is for loving God." And at that point, sabi ni Edmund Chan, at that point, she became my teacher. I became her student. The heart is not just to pump blood into the parts of the body, the organs of the body. The heart, our spiritual heart, is for loving God. And sana po, as we continue on with our Christian life, whether you're new or young in the Lord or old in the Lord already, may you love God with all your heart. May you grow deeper in God. Gawin po natin lahat yon. Listen to God, surrender to God, and all of those other things, and we will go deeper, and that will be the best life there could ever be. Let's be like Moses. Let's forsake the things of this world, which really have very limited value. Let's embrace our calling in the Lord, the upward call of God, as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3. And then we will end this life with a really, really great anticipation of a glorious future, because we have a strong, deep relationship with God. I ask you, make sure you're moving in a relationship with God that grows deeper and deeper every day. And everyone said, amen. Pwede rin palapakan si Lord. Layo po tayong lahat. Those joining us online, pray with us as well. If it's okay, can you close your eyes, raise your hands, and we will pray to the Lord today. Come on, can we do that? Even those joining us online, if it's okay, come on, let's do that. Father in heaven, salamat po for this time that you've given us to be reminded, Lord God, that our lives are for you, Lord God. And Lord, today, forgive us, God, for having been so shallow. Nakontento na kami, Lord. Lord, na napakababaw na aming Christian life. Forgive us, God. Come on, whatever it is that the Lord is speaking to you, has been speaking to you through this teaching time, come on, just respond to God. Open your mouth and talk to God. Lord, forgive us, God. We have been so shallow, Lord. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Lord, that we have not surrendered to you. Lord, we're just listening, Lord God, but partial, selective listening. Lord, forgive us that we're not loving you, Lord God. Lord, our hearts are given to the things of the world instead of the things of God. Forgive us, Lord God, for not listening, not obeying, not surrendering, not delighting in you. Obligasyon lang ka, bungkat sa amo Ginoo, Lord God, na mag-alagad, na magdayig, Lord, mag-surrender. Lord, forgive us. Today, help us, Lord God. Tulungan na po kami, Lord. Tulungan mi kami, Lord, to love you with all our hearts, to grow deep in you. So help us in the name of Jesus. Come on, keep praying to the Lord. Keep talking to God. Respond to the word of God that you heard today. I want to talk to those who have not yet surrendered their lives to the Lord, whether here on site or joining us online. Alam niyo po, the Lord is calling you to the best life there is. You're not going to be a millionaire necessarily. You're not going to be famous necessarily. But it's the best life there can be. But you need first to acknowledge you need God. And you need to say, "God, I'm sorry. Lord, and my life is not right. It's not lived the way it should be lived. I may not be a very bad person, but I'm not living the way you want me to live. And that's wrong. And so, God, I'm sorry. Would you surrender your life to the Lord? Say sorry to God. Just tell Him today, God, I need you. God, come into my life. And Lord, today we surrender to you, God. Jesus, we say, have your way. Have your way. We surrender. We surrender to you, God. We surrender to you. Come on. Just surrender your life to God. And God will forgive your sins. He'll make you His child. Salamat, Lord. God, we surrender to you. Lord, beginning today, God, we want to know you, Lord God, and grow deep in you. Salamat, Lord. Salamat, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you are blessed, changed, and encouraged. If you enjoy this podcast, please share and click the notification bell so you will be notified for every new upload. Lighthouse Christian Fellowship can now be your home church no matter where you live. Head over to our Facebook page or YouTube channel and stay connected online. God bless you. Until next time.